Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you in good hands?
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offerings 9/20/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
At Simple Truth, we're proud of what's in our food. Like fresh squeezed oranges, grass-fed beef for grilling, and crisp organic greens. It all tastes as good as it sounds. We're also proud of what's not in our food. Like GMOs or high prices. Simple Truth, available exclusively at Kroger.
The 10 for 10 sale is on now. Look for the special tags on great items throughout the store and mix and match 10 for $10 with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
My name is Gary Parish. Brad Carson is in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Your daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you were lucky enough to be at Sun Studio yesterday when a couple of legends just popped in. One Mick Jagger, the other Jerry Lee Lewis, because that would have been a cool experience to tell the kids about. Going to get into that in a second, including what it made me start thinking about last night and then further into the day. But first, quickly, let me set this afternoon schedule for you. 425, John Martin's my little buddy from the Jason and John Show. Used to date Cookie Nights with Sam. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. When we finish that segment, I'll do four notable stories at 444, at which point going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them a couple of new Q polls suggest kneeling during the national anthem by football players isn't nearly as controversial as the President of the United States would like for you to think. Also, Colin Kaepernick is not as controversial as the President would like for you to think. That's what the polls show. I'll share the details with you around 444. Boston Celtics guard Jabari Bird seems like an awful human being. Allegedly strangled a woman at least a dozen times over a four-hour period last Friday. If true, his NBA career is 100% over. I think probably over no matter what. We're going to get into that story a little later on this hour. Drew Brees thinks Baker Mayfield can be a lot better than him. That's a quote. I suppose it's possible, but it's doubtful. And I'll tell you why just before 5 o'clock in the WNBA season is over. Seattle Storm finished off the Washington Mystics last night. A sweep completed in Fairfax, Virginia. We'll get into that during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Coggins will join me just like always. Then at around 5:20, be joined by Olivia Harlan Decker, who is going to be the sideline reporter for tomorrow night's Memphis-Georgia State game at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium, kicking off a little after 6. You can watch it on ESPN. Olivia Harlan Decker going to join me. Right around 5:20, I'll talk to her about the Memphis Tigers. I'll talk to her about Mississippi State, because when that game's over tomorrow night, she's driving down to Starkville. She's going to be on the Mississippi State-Louisiana game on Saturday night. I believe that kicks off at 6:30. Olivia Harlan-Decker going to join me right around 5:20. Then we're going to eventually do dinner to go, and we'll get out of here. So that's the rundown. I got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Mick Jagger in Memphis, because it started circulating on Twitter last night. I think I saw it first via Valerie Calhoun's Twitter account, a picture of Mick Jagger with Jerry Lee Lewis at Sun Studio. But there was no explanation. And a lot of artists, you know, when they're performing here, they will pop into Sun. Like, that's a pretty common thing. I think I've seen pictures of Bono inside Sun Studio when U2 was playing here, or seen pictures of Dave Grohl at Sun Studio when Foo Fighters are playing here. But it's not like the Rolling Stones are playing the Liberty Bowl tomorrow night. So it seemed pretty random. And then John Bifus from the Commercial Appeal provided some context earlier this afternoon. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, but it turns out there's this guy, Peter Guralnik, who is an author. And he's done a biography on Elvis Presley. He's done a biography on Sam Phillips called Sam Phillips, the Man Who Invented Rock and Roll. And according to several sources, John Bifus reported this afternoon, Mick Jagger, Peter Guralnik, and others were here in Memphis essentially doing scouting for a planned movie adaptation of Guralnik's Sam Phillips biography, and it's set to star Leonardo DiCaprio. Sam Phillips, of course, for people who might not know, is the founder of Sun Studio and Sun Records. He launched the careers of Elvis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, so on and so forth. And Mick Jagger and Leonardo DiCaprio are producers on the project. Again, Leonardo DiCaprio is supposed to star in it. I would assume that means play Sam Phillips. So it appears a movie about Sam Phillips is going to be made, with Leonardo DiCaprio in the lead role. And I guess it could at least in part be shot here in Memphis, which would be cool. And so they were hanging out at Sun Studio, and those pictures emerged. And then you also find out from Bifus' story that they popped over to Sam Phillips' recording service on Madison. And coincidentally, like the Drive-By Truckers, who once did a song about Sam Phillips, happened to be recording there. And, like, can you imagine just being in the studio and, like, comes Mick Jagger? Like, you know, Mick Jagger is a living legend, like, by any standard. And so, like, you're just, like, you're just working on an album, and, whoa, there's Mick Jagger walked in. So the whole thing was just a neat deal. We are, an NBA town and a good-sized market. But the truth is, we ain't so big that it doesn't matter when super famous people come here. Like, you know, if Kim Kardashian pops into New York, it's like, you know, the city doesn't really blink, because there's, you know, super famous people in New York all the time, people who live there. But when Kim Kardashian comes here, it's a big deal. Like, it's breaking news on every television station and the Commercial Appeal. Breaking news. And they might get the picture wrong like they do so often on that Twitter account, but they at least acknowledge that, hey, this is a big deal. Kim Kardashian is here. So when Mick Jagger comes here, it's a big deal. So my buddy, he's got a girlfriend. She's like 24 years old, right? And he like texts her or calls her or something. And he says, hey, did you hear like Mick Jagger? Mick Jagger's in town. And her response was, who's Mick Jagger?
Oh, my goodness.
And so this got me thinking, because that is not as surprising to me as it would have been 20 years ago. Because I think 20 years ago, if you're 24 years old, it would have been impossible to not know who Mick Jagger is. I think that's a reasonable thing to say. You know, you've seen the tongue. Even if you never listened to the Rolling Stones, you've seen the logo. It's one of the most recognizable logos, I think, of anything. I mean, everybody knows what that tongue is, right?
Absolutely.
You know, there's the Nike logo, the swoosh.
Yeah, the kiss, the lips, yeah.
The
tongue.
But the Rolling Stones logo is a pretty recognizable logo.
Iconic.
And Mick Jagger is an iconic frontman.
Yes.
In fact, like if you, and this is just one publication, but if you go to Rolling Stones' most recent list of best artists of all time, it's number one, the Beatles, number two, Bob Dylan, number three, Elvis Presley, number four, the Rolling Stones. Now, I'm not here to try to convince you that that's absolutely the way that list should unfold. My point is that the Rolling Stones are in the top five. And according to that one publication, Mick Jagger, who was here in town yesterday, is the front man for the second greatest band of all time. Again, according to Rolling Stone. And yet there's people who do not know who he is. And when my buddy pressed his girlfriend on it a little more, she said, oh, is that the guy from the Maroon 5 song?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because there's a Maroon 5 song that
moves like Jagger.
That references Mick Jagger.
Mm-hmm.
And so he nodded and said, yes, Mick Jagger is the guy from that Maroon 5 song. Kind of a weird way to describe Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
But yes, he is the guy from the Maroon 5 song. And so as we were talking through this last night on group text, and then I was thinking about it a little more today, the difference between being 24 now and being 24 20 years ago, being 24 when I was 24, is that when I was around that age, and certainly when I was younger, from the age I started listening music all the way through high school, and I think for most people, the music you listen to from like 8th grade through college, like, is music that sticks with you forever. And so for people my age, at least people from where I grew up who are my age, that was Guns N' Roses. It became Pearl Jam. It became Nirvana. It became Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, rock bands. I mean, we listened to hip-hop as well, but rock bands were still big, big deals. You know, a new rock band would come out and they could explode and blow up and sell out arenas on their first tour. Like Pearl Jam releases 10 and they immediately become an arena act. Nirvana, not after the first album, but certainly after Nevermind, like they're the biggest act in the world. Guns N' Roses, based off nothing more than Appetite, could headline festivals. And if you grew up listening to rock music, you also listen to older music, older rock music. You listen to Led Zeppelin. You listen to the Beatles. You listen to the Stones. You listen to the Eagles. You listen to Pink Floyd. You know, you like if you had the Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Guns N' Roses albums, you also had those albums. You also had the Stones albums, the Beatles albums, the Zeppelin albums, the Pink Floyd albums. And so it would have been impossible for a 24-year-old 20 years ago to not know the Stones because you're listening to Pearl Jam, you're listening to Nirvana. Well, then you're also going to be listening to the Stones. So you know who Mick Jagger is. Thing is, these days, young people, they don't listen to rock music. They do not listen to rock music. Like, I'm not saying there aren't rock bands that can fill up arenas, but they're rock bands have been around for 20 years.
Yeah.
It ain't no new, it ain't somebody that just released an album in January 2018.
Yeah. Foo Fighters.
It's Foo Fighters. It's Pearl Jam.
Yep.
You know, it's Foo Fighters and Pearl Jam. Like that. I mean, the list is pretty short.
Yeah.
But it's Guns. Guns can still do it.
Yeah.
You know, Guns toured stadiums. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they could tour stadiums again.
I mean, Shinedown does it outside of this market. Anywhere they go, they fill it up.
No, Shinedown draws big crowds. But yeah. Like Shinedown's been around a long time.
I'm saying, like, they're a draw.
20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago,
there's
35 years
dudes.
Ago, you could release a rock album.
Yeah.
It could be your first album. Mm. So nobody knew who you were 6 months ago. Now you just released this album.
Yeah.
And now you're a big act.
Yep.
Impossible today.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't resonate with young people the way it used to. And here's proof of it. So if you go to the iTunes charts and you click on the top hip-hop or rap songs right now, you get nothing but music that's just been released.
Mm-hmm.
It's Machine Gun Kelly's recent track about Eminem.
Yeah.
It's a recent Eminem track.
Post Malone.
It's Post Malone. It's mm-hmm. Cardi B. It's Kanye West. It's Drake. It's Tekashi.
Eminem's new piece.
It's Drake. It's like I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
It is all stuff that's been released recently.
Yeah.
That's the rap charts.
it's relevant acts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like if you just go in order, it's Machine Gun Kelly, Kanye West, Post Malone, Cardi B, Drake, Tekashi, Tyga, Eminem, Travis Scott, Eminem, Drake, Nicki Minaj, Drake, DJ Khaled, all stuff that's going on right now. You go over to The Rock. This is unbelievable. You go to The Rock chart.
Mm-hmm.
It's Queen. It's Eagles. It's AC/DC.
Yeah.
It's Journey. It's The Killers. It's Metallica. Like right now, the number four song on the rock chart at iTunes is Hotel California.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It would be like if you went to the rap chart and the number one song was like from LL Cool J.
So funny.
Like there's no new rock music that people listen to. And if you go to the metal chart, it's all Metallica.
Yeah.
Like, how is it possible that the fifth biggest rock song in the world right now, according to iTunes, is Back in Black by AC/DC? Like, I grew up with Back in Black.
Yeah, absolutely.
How is that now the big top five rock song? Because people don't listen to rock music. And so if you don't listen to rock music, there's no reason to listen to the old rock music. So maybe you don't, if you're young, know who Mick Jagger is. Because why would you? I mean, if you grew up with it in your home because your parents would play it, I guess. Like, my kids would know Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Just like my kids know John Lennon, just like my kids know Paul McCartney. Like, Oliver, it was the sweetest moment. I teared up the other night. He walks in Saturday night, and he and I just kick it upstairs basically every night till he falls asleep. We're boxing, and we're playing baseball, and we're playing Legos. We just go full speed till he crashes. And we have Alexas, like, in every room. I don't know why, because I thought they were neat, and I knew, and Oliver loved them, mm-hmm. and so I just bought them and put them everywhere. So he's constantly, like, my kids are constantly talking to Alexa, telling her to do all sorts of
yeah.
stuff. They're mean to her.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Demanding. Yeah. So Oliver walks into the room the other night, and he said, "Alexa, play Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles." And I was like, oh, my.
Oh, what a, that's
I was
nice.
Like, I was so happy and proud because I got a four-year-old who not only knows that the Beatles exist,
yeah.
but like, wants to listen to them
yeah.
and, like, also pick, like, a great track.
Great track.
Like, you know, for a four-year-old, they might get caught up in, like, just Yellow Submarine over and over again.
Yeah. Because
that's sort of easy to hum along to.
Yeah.
But he went straight for Don't Let Me Down. And I was like, that is a beautiful, beautiful moment. And then right after that, he went to Katy Perry Roar. And then right after that, he went to something called I Poop.
Oh.
There's a song called I Poop. I Poop. Ask Alexa if you've got one at home tonight.
Oh, okay.
Say, Alexa, play I Poop. And it'll go, doom, 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 doom.
Wow.
So my kids know who Mick Jagger is and Paul McCartney is and John Lennon is. But if your parents do not expose you to that and you're growing up today, you might really not know who Mick Jagger is, except that he's the guy from the Maroon 5 song. Similarly, Paul McCartney, who just released an album last Friday, which is actually, like, pretty
Egypt
good.
Egypt Station, and yeah, great, great album.
Like, I
love it.
Like, I don't just say this because I like Paul McCartney, because I adore Paul McCartney, but I went grocery shopping on Saturday morning, and I always, like, take earphones, and I grocery shop listening to music.
They don't want
to
get caught.
Which is actually, like, not the best thing, because sometimes I'll just be in somebody's way and I cannot hear that I'm in their way. They're like, "Hey, excuse me, sir," and I can't hear them. So I have about three or four awkward interactions every time I go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
But still, I listen to music. And so Paul's album came out on Friday, and I was like, "Hey, you know, I'll check it out," with no expectations whatsoever, because, like, at 76 years old, you shouldn't be making music. I don't want to say you shouldn't, but it's very difficult at that age to make music that does not suck. It's why,
it's,
like, music is a young man's game.
Yeah.
And just about every act in the history of acts, like, their best stuff happens when they are young. Mm-hmm. It's why Andre 3000 said he's done rapping. Now, whether he is or not, I don't know.
Right.
But he was like, the rap's a young man's game. I'm in my 40s. And it doesn't mean you can't rap in your 40s.
Sure.
Jay can, Kanye can, Run the Jewels can. But, like, Andre was just like, it's a young man's game. You know, at some point, your ear doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know what sounds good to young people anymore. And if you want to be relevant in music, that's the key. Know what young people want to hear.
Yeah.
And so, I go into it with no expectations, but I'm listening. I'm like, that first track was all right.
Yep.
And the second, I'm like, this second song is not bad. And this third song is pretty good. Like, I don't know what the reviews on it have been, but like,
pretty good.
It's a solid album.
Yeah, it's a good album.
It's about as good as you could do when you're that age.
Yeah.
And even if you're Paul McCartney. So here's my point, though. Do you know what the biggest hit in terms of, I'm going to release a song, let's see what happens with it. The biggest hit Paul McCartney had in the past 35 years.
Okay, so 35 years is into the 80s. Isn't it the track with Stevie Wonder, maybe? Ebony and Ivory? I guess that was before that.
It's 4 or 5 seconds. Paul McCartney.
Oh, that rap thing with Kanye.
It's not a rap. It's a song, but it does feature a rapper.
Kanye's in it.
Kanye West, Rihanna.
That surprises
me. And Paul
me.
McCartney. It is the biggest hit Paul McCartney has had in the past 35 years.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's attached to Rihanna and Kanye West, as opposed to it's just a song by Paul McCartney, the former Beatle. And you go on YouTube right now, mm-hmm. that video has like 400 million views. Mm. Can't Buy Me Love? 14 million.
Oh my goodness.
4 or 5 seconds, Paul McCartney, Rihanna, Kanye West, 400 million views. Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles?
Yeah.
14 million. Young people don't listen to it anymore.
No.
To the extent that people know, young people know Paul McCartney, he's the guy that did the song with Kanye and Rihanna, or Ray Schreiber name dropped him in Black Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. There were actually people, if you go back to 2015 when that song dropped, there were people, and I don't know if they were joking or not, but there were young people who were like, Kanye's going to turn this Paul McCartney guy into a star.
So funny.
They didn't know who Paul McCartney was.
It's incredible.
They didn't know that. They did not know he was a Beatle.
Yeah.
And I really do think the biggest reason for that is because young people do not listen to rock music anymore. And if you don't listen to rock music now, why would you be listening to rock music from the 60s or the 70s? Why would you be listening to the Rolling Stones or to Led Zeppelin or even to the Beatles? If your parents don't expose you to it, you're just not going to find it on your own. You're listening to hip-hop. It's hip-hop. That is not the only thing young people listen to, but it is predominantly what young people listen to. So my initial reaction was, how could somebody not know who Mick Jagger is? But if you're 24 years old or 18 years old in the year 2018, you really might not, because you don't listen to rock music, and that means you probably aren't listening to the Rolling Stones either. I'll talk to Jeff Coggins a little bit about this just after 5 o'clock when we come back. You know what? I'll ask John Martin about it. He's young-ish. I'll ask him next.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system, and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our families serve your family.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I wear something I grabbed off the floor if it passes the smell test.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Yeah, I've tasted dog food before. It really didn't taste that bad.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
If I forget someone's name, I call them dude or man, and then avoid talking to them until I figure it out.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/20/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Summertime is here. You can tell by the humidity. It's basically unbearable outside. And I'm here to tell you about the best way to beat the Memphis heat. That's by grabbing a country club salad or my personal favorite, the Southern salad at the Blue Monkey. The salad is massive. Fresh greens topped with crunchy fried chicken, crispy breaded green beans, and finished with roasted corn and peppers, red onion, tomato, and cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses. Served, of course, with their house-made remoulade ranch dressing. They've got two locations, as you know, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown and 513 South Front Street downtown. Or you can check them out on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. So if you're looking to cool off this summer, head on over to the Blue Monkey, get a cold one, and of course, the Southern Salad.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Highway Hi-Fi on Saturday, the latest.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Memphis Madness, presented by Ashley Home Store, is back. That's right. The excitement of Memphis basketball returns to FedEx Forum on Thursday, October 4th at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are on sale now. You won't want to miss this exciting event featuring the men's and women's basketball teams, head coaches Melissa McFerrin and Penny Hardaway, the mighty Sound of the South, and much, much more. Tickets start at just $5, so head to GoTigersGo.com and reserve your seats today. Produced by CGI Entertainment and Pepper, Mouth of the South.
Come one, come all. The Mid-South Fair is coming to the Landers Center September 20th through September 30th. Grab the family and experience the exhilarating rides, scrumptious food, and 8 days of free concerts. Check out MidSouthFair.com for pricing and showtimes.
It all starts with just one thing. Food additives can be harmful to both you and the environment. So buy organic foods when you can and avoid processed foods with lots of additives and preservatives. Find tips and more at OneThingUS.com. What's your one thing?
Planning a family reunion, a class reunion, a wedding, or need an incredible place for guests to stay? Courtyard by Marriott in Collierville is the place for you. They're located at Carriage Crossing Mall, which puts your guests right in the middle of some of the best shopping and dining around. New to their Collierville location this year, the Bistro, serving Starbucks, breakfast, dinner, and evening lounge. Courtyard by Marriott at Carriage Crossing in Collierville. To learn more about our group rates and to make your reservations, call today, 850-9390.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect when it got a cape?
Remember a couple weeks ago when Nike stock dipped a little bit after it announced Colin Kaepernick was going to be among the faces in its 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign? And people were explaining to you over and over again how this was going to be the end of Nike. It was the dumbest decision Nike ever made. And I came on the radio and I said, I bet you Nike knows what it's doing and Nike's going to be fine. Nike stock closed today at $83.47. It's an all-time high for the company. It's literally never been higher in the history of Nike than it is today, 2 weeks after announcing an association with Colin Kaepernick. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Jeff Cock is at 5 o'clock. Olivia Harlan Decker at 5:20. She's going to be sideline reporting Memphis, Georgia State tomorrow night. But right now, he's my little buddy from the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 to 2. He used to do it with Cookie. Now he's married to Sam. It's John Martin making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
John Martin, what's up with it?
What's the word, dog?
I'm all good. Okay, quick question. How old are you exactly?
27.
Okay, you're 27 years old.
Yeah.
If I said to you last night, Mick Jagger's in town, do you know who I'm talking about?
Of course. He was the front man for the Stones.
Okay, good. Did you grow up listening to the Rolling Stones at all?
Nah, I mean, I won't lie to you. I mean, I know Rolling Stone songs, like, and I like some of, like, Rolling Stone songs. Like, I like Gimme Shelter, Who Doesn't Like Paint It Black? But like, would I be able to name you an album that the Rolling Stones did? I don't think so.
You couldn't. If I said Sticky Fingers, that means nothing to you.
No, not really.
If I say Exile on Main Street, that doesn't ring a bell with you.
No, the only songs that I really know from the Stones are, Painted Black and, You Can't Always Get What You Want. And Satisfaction and Gimme Shelter. Those are the ones I know.
Do you know any other members of the Rolling Stones besides Mick Jagger?
Keith Richards, right?
Okay, I'm surprised you knew that. How did you get that one?
You just kind of pick up useless stuff as you go through life, I guess. I don't know.
And Keith Richards.
Yeah, I appreciate, like, their legacy, and I know that, like, and I certainly know that, like, Mick Jagger has kind of been, like, he was, like, the image, he was, like, the, you know, like the sort of European Elvis in a lot of ways, you know, like the sexuality and sort of the influence and stuff like that. So I appreciate and understand, like, what he was about and who he was and everything like that and why he's so popular. It's just like that totally, like, you could ask, like, I probably know more than 75% of other 27-year-olds if you ask him who Mick Jagger is.
Well, that's my point. I'm not, like, judging you at all. The larger point I tried to make in the opening segment is that when I was 27 or 24 or 18 or 15, it was actually impossible, I think, for somebody like me, whatever that means, to not be aware of the Rolling Stones, to not be aware of Mick Jagger. And yet, I think it's completely, not only normal, but more likely than not, that most 15-year-olds do not know who Mick Jagger is. And the reason is because kids, young people, and I think even people in their 20s, don't listen to rock music anymore at all.
Well, it doesn't exist. Like, I mean, like, you, like, and I think we might have even had this conversation before, Gary. Like, rock is not a thing in 2018. Like, who were the rock bands in 2018? Like, I'm not talking about like the Foo Fighters still make albums, but like, who were the 2018 era rock bands? Imagine Dragons, 21 Pilots. Like,
I mean, I honestly, you ready for that? I grew up listening to rock. I have no idea. And it's not just because I'm old, because I do know who the young hip hop stars are. You know, I do know.
No doubt.
Like, it's not just with some people, it might just be you're old. That's why you don't know what the new stuff is. But I do know what the new stuff is in other genres. Like, you can't name a young rapper that I'm not familiar with. I might like him or not like him, but I know Travis Scott. Like, I know Post Malone. Like, I know Tekashi. I know Cardi B. Like, it's not just because I'm old. It's because, like, it's not relevant. And here's evidence of it. I mentioned this in the opening segment. If you go to iTunes and click on biggest songs, hottest songs, whatever, and you go to hip-hop, it's all of its new stuff, or stuff that's at least been released in the past few months. It's in it's Machine Gun Kelly, because he just did that track last week about Eminem. It's Kanye West and Lil Pump. It's Post Malone. It's Cardi B. It's Drake. It's Tekashi. It's Tyga. It's Eminem. It's Travis Scott, Nicki Minaj, DJ Khaled, Mac Miller, so on and so forth. It's all new-ish stuff. I swear to God, if you go to the, like, this blew my mind last night. One of my buddies sent it to me. If you listen, if you go to the same thing, except instead of hip-hop rap, you go to rock, you know who it is?
Who is it?
It's Queen. It's AC/DC.
Right.
It's old rock acts. Like, because there are no new rock acts that resonate.
Because, no, there's not.
Because young people, yeah. The only people on iTunes listening to rock music are people my age and older listening to AC/DC or Metallica. There's no 18-year-old listening to rock music. And that's, like, no, wild to me.
You're right. You're right. And Brad will be able to speak to this, too. Like, there was a mid to late 90s and even, I would even say, early 2000s. Like, there was a boom of rock bands, whether it was, like, Nickelback, Blink-182. Sorry about my dog. Green Day, you know, like those types of bands. Linkin Park, even there in the early 2000s, there was a boom. And like some of those bands, like their front man died or whatever. And he loves the topic of rock. But yeah, like it, for whatever reason, it feels like that genre has completely been phased out. It's the weirdest thing, and I don't know why.
I'm actually going to do some reading about this subject, like, later on tonight or tomorrow, because it, to me, it's undeniable that the genre no longer exists in a relevant way, to the extent that a rock, like, but I'm unsure exactly why. Why did people stop listening to rock music? It might just be the rise of hip-hop. It might be as simple as that.
Well, there's no doubt that's an element. Like, hip-hop is just cooler. Like, rock is something I feel like you have to be in the mood for. Like, rock is kind of, like, in your face. It's kind of mad. Like, you want to, like, kind of hit things sometimes, depending on what kind of music, you know, what kind of rock. And hip-hop is just, like, you know, everyday life. It's like if you're just driving down the street going to work, like, if you want to put on some, you know, Jay-Z, or if you want to put on some, you know, 8-Ball and MJG, like, you can find a song that's going to fit your mood. I don't think rock is kind of, I don't think rock is the same in that way.
Because, like, let's see, like, if you go back to when I was a teenager, like, there was big rock bands, big current rock bands. Like, Guns N' Roses releases Appetite, and they're the biggest band in the world. They're selling out stadiums. They're headlining festivals off one album. Pearl Jam releases 10. They're selling out arenas off one album. Football Stadium. The first time I went and saw Tulane. Pearl Jam, it was at Tulane down in New Orleans in their old football stadium. Selling out a football stadium off one album. Nirvana becomes the biggest act in the world. Not after their first album, but after really one out. But based on one album, the Nevermind album. Like, it was possible then to be a rock act and off of just one album, you go from being nobodies to the most famous people in the world. Alice in Chains, it happened for. Soundgarden, it happened for. Metallica, yep. It happened for. Pearl Jam, Nirvana. I think you could argue Nine Inch Nails. Like, it happened over and over and over again. And I really do think that's impossible now. I do not think a band that's never released an album, a rock band, could release an album in 2018... and before the end, and within a calendar year, be selling out arenas. I think it's actually impossible.
Well, my only counter to that, and I guess it just depends on how you classify them. I think Imagine Dragons are really successful.
No, but they're not new. They're not new. Yeah, like Imagine Dragons are like they're not.
Well, they're relatively new though. Like they're one of the newest like popular rock bands.
I bet you they're not as new as you think.
Well, look it up.
Dude, Imagine Dragons became...
Dude, they came on the scene like 5 years ago.
2008.
Okay, yeah, I guess there are still rock bands. Damn, I mean, it took them like 8 years to be successful. That's crazy.
Like, well, that's one of the points I've made before is that even the bands that are like, they filled... It's 10 years ago. Imagine Dragons has been around for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, the Beatles were only around for 10 years. The Beatles were a 10-year thing. That's it.
My God, would you not like get tired? Like, hey man, it's you know we've been doing this for like 7 years and we can't get on radio. You know, you want to call it quits?
Well, you can't get on. I don't know that there's a place for you. Like, you'd be crazy to be trying to run a modern. You tell me, Brad. Would you run a modern rock station right now?
There's not one in Memphis.
Think about that.
Not enough audience in some markets.
They took one off for you to have a show.
I know, because nobody listens to it.
And there are some younger people that are starting to go back to. I know you said that it's all the older people. There are some people that are younger listening to classic rock. I mean, 102.7 has proven that in this market.
Somebody on Twitter says, I have to respectfully disagree. If you're ever going to disagree, that is the way I prefer you to do it, respectfully.
Right. Yeah, please do it with respect.
He says there are actually tons of great rock and metal bands out there. Unfortunately, they aren't played on mainstream radio and are turning more towards satellite radio. Hey, I'm not going to pretend to know whether there's great metal and rock bands out there right now. I'll take your word for it. I'm just telling you, they don't matter.
No, and it's niche.
Like
it's
very small. They don't resonate. That's my point.
It's niche.
If you were a great rock band in the early
90s,
you sold out arenas off of
it's
one
different.
Album.
It's different.
You headline festivals off of one album. If you're a great rock band right now, I don't even know who you are. Most people don't.
You might get a gig at Italian Fest.
Yeah. Well, and,
maybe.
And to John's point, there was this pop alternative phase that he was talking about, and that was the format I programmed.
I don't know what's hard to understand about what I'm explaining here. Somebody on Twitter says, dude, you're forgetting about the jam band rock scene. Fish sells out Madison Square Garden multiple times.
They've
been around forever.
Come
That's
on.
My point.
That's not the point.
Right. Pearl Jam can sell out Madison Square Garden multiple nights.
Of course.
So can Metallica.
Right.
So can Nine Inch Nails. Mm-hmm. I'm talking
about Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band. Bands that came out then that have been around forever.
Right.
They can still do big shows. What I'm submitting is there is no such thing as the new rock star rock band. That does not exist. Travis, Cardi B can come out of nowhere. Cardi B was nobody 2 years ago. Now she put out one album and she can sell out Madison Square Garden seven nights in a row, probably.
Yep, those are the rock stars.
Well, Kanye West said that
modern day
a few years ago. He was all wild in this interview, and he said rappers are the new rock stars, and I'm the biggest rock star in the world.
He is.
And people jumped on that. Except he was 100% right.
100%
if you
want
to argue that Drake's actually the biggest rock star in the
world, or
Travis Scott or whomever, fine. But his point was dead on.
Absolutely.
Rock stars ain't the rock stars anymore.
Yes.
Rappers are the rock stars. And that's true.
It's true.
Do you remember when Lil Wayne put out the Rock album?
I never liked Lil Wayne.
Well, Lil Wayne put out, he literally, played guitar on it. I can't remember what it was called. It wasn't very good. But, this transition has kind of been happening. That was, I don't know, 8-9 years ago. And so this transition that rappers starting to view themselves not as rappers, but really rock stars. That's been going on for about 9 years.
I got a note from somebody else on Twitter. He says, as a guitarist in a rock band, I'm glad it's not just my aging perception that rock is dead. My theory is that people just got tired of it. New generations want a different tonal landscape, and rock subdivided into niche subgenres looking for something new. That might be
really smart.
That might be it as well. I'm sure just like any thing, it's more complex than you could make it out in one radio segment. There's probably a lot of factors, but the reason, and I promise you there's a reason we're talking about this today, it's because Mick Jagger was in Memphis yesterday, and there are young people in their 20s, in their teens, who do not know Mick Jagger. They do not know who he is. In fact, I got a tweet from somebody else, and he said he asked his 15-year-old daughter, do you know who Mick Jagger is? And she said, is he the guy with the funny dance moves? She knows him from the Maroon 5 song.
Of course.
To the extent 15-year-olds know Mick Jagger, it's from a Maroon 5 song.
Yep.
And the reason is because...
Yep.
And the reason is because young people do not listen to rock music, and if you don't listen to rock music, you're not going to be exposed to the older rock music. When I was that age, you listened to Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, and then you also listened to whatever anybody said was great from a decade earlier or two decades earlier. And so you were going to listen to the Stones, you were going to listen to Led Zeppelin, you were going to listen to Pink Floyd, so on and so forth. But now, if you don't listen to the new stuff, you're not listening to the old stuff. And so Mick Jagger's walking around in total anonymity the streets of Memphis, at least among young people.
Yeah, I just listen to the Gary Parrish Show.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Hey, at least
forget the rest.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'll see you later, all right?
Are you going to be out tonight?
Am I going to be out tonight? Where would I go?
The zoo?
I might go to the zoo. Are you going to the zoo?
Yeah, we're going to go to the zoo.
What's going on at the zoo?
I might go to the zoo.
why are we just going to the zoo? What's going on?
There's a party at the zoo tonight.
Hanging out with the giraffes? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, hang out with the giraffes. No, Thursday night is a night where we don't actually have our young dudes.
Uh-huh.
And so it is, if there's ever a night where we can go do something, it is Thursday night. And Kelly mentioned that she might like to go. We might go. If we go, hey, I'll let you know. Why don't you work it out with Kelly? I'm trying to do a radio show.
All right, man, I'll do that.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right, man.
Hey, at least Mick Jagger's girlfriend is the age of these people who don't know who he is.
How old is his girlfriend?
She's 31.
You're damn right she is.
Yeah.
That's about how old she should be.
Yeah.
I never understand when people roll their eyes at older men who end up in relationships with much younger women, because when you get older, you don't stop being attracted to young women. You know, you just don't. Like, the reason when you get older, you're with someone who's also old, it's either one of two things. Either, like, you love them so much, you've been with them forever, and you couldn't imagine life without them. Or you just can't do it. You're not Mick Jagger. You can't do better than what you're doing.
There is another segment, though.
But if you're Mick Jagger, there is always somebody who is going to be willing to, let's just say it, sleep with a 75-year-old because of what sleeping with a 75-year-old affords them. A glamorous lifestyle, beautiful home, private jets, all that other stuff.
Yeah. There is a segment of 75-year-olds who they have, like, granddaughters, and they're like, I just can't bring myself to be with a person this young because...
I feel like, now I can admit 75 and 31 is pretty excessive.
That's a wide divide there.
But like almost without exception, you get a famous man with money who is single, just finds himself single for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He is almost always going to be with a younger woman.
Of course, yeah.
Always. Go do the research over at Pornhub. You know what you'll find? You think 55-year-old men at Pornhub are going over there and watching?
Don't, we're not doing research on Pornhub,
you think,
Gary?
They're going over there and watching 55-year-old women on Pornhub?
No.
Just because you get older, it doesn't make you stop loving what you've always loved.
Yeah.
Which is younger women. You just can't get them anymore because you're old. But if you're Mick Jagger, you can overcome being old. Same thing if you're Paul McCartney. Same thing if you're Ronnie Wood. Same thing if you're Keith Richards. Same thing if you're Donald Trump once upon a time. If you've got something big to offer, big celebrity, big money, you can overcome your oldness. But everybody else, you just got to date basically in your age range. I'm not telling you it's fair. I'm just saying it's true. Be back in a second.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 9/20/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Before I was Queen Latifah, it was always my parents' dream for me to go to college. And to this day, one of my biggest regrets is that I never finished. I'm sure they would have traded any of my walks down the red carpet to see me walk in a cap and gown. My mom always told me education is the key to unlocking your dreams. That's the kind of belief Strayer has in each and every student. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And that's what makes every class, every exam, all the hard work, and every diploma more rewarding. It makes us all proud. I tell every Strayer student I meet the same thing. Life has its peaks and valleys. It's all about how you handle yourself through those valleys. It doesn't matter how long you've been out of school, or if you're the first in your family to go to college, if you took time off to raise your kids, or if you're in one career but hear another calling. Get started. You can. Let's get it together at Strayer University. Go to strayer.edu to learn more.
Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEF.
This is Gary Parish from The Gary Parish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's the place to go if you need a new suit, because James Davis right now has great deals on Paul Battinley suits, and Rob Joyner is here to tell you all about them.
Gary, these Paul Battinley suits are incredible. In my 40 years in the business, I hadn't seen quality like this at this price. Two suits for $7.95, usually $5.95 each. They use high-twist, Nanolux, year-round weight wool. It's water-stained, wrinkle-resistant. They're five solids, three patterns to choose from. We have a classic fit, athletic trim fit for every body size, from 36 short to 52 long. They're altered perfectly to your specifications, and, of course, the alterations are free.
So where are you going to get that new suit you know you need? The answer is James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. Again, right now, you can get two Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. That's two for just $7.95. You want to know what they look like? Check them out on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with, and we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before, and it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys, a partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Hello, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Being born and raised right here, I know there's more to Memphis than just our world-famous barbecue. That's why, in addition to our classic menu, Chef Craig Dorf created his Chef's Table. Enjoy dishes like filet mignon tacos, chili-rubbed redfish, or a 16-ounce dry-aged prime New York strip with herb butter. Visit FlemingSteakhouse.com to make your reservation today or call me at 901-761-6200. Fleming Steakhouse, the modern evolution of the classic steakhouse.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It feels so good it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen it made me always feel like a boss. She said I'm in the wrong hole, I said I'm lost. She said I'm going too fast, I'm exhausted. Now drop to your knees for the offering. This the theme song or something wrong.
I got a tweet from Jason on our subject we've been discussing about how young people don't listen to rock music anymore, which is why there are no new big rock acts. And he said, it's also a thing from MTV not playing videos anymore and these younger people not getting to see the bands like we did when we were growing up. I will respectfully disagree. Here's why. Kids don't watch TV anymore.
No.
MTV could be playing videos, all rock videos all day long. Kids wouldn't see them.
No,
kids do not watch television the way we watch television. My 15-year-old has a flat-screen TV on his wall, DirecTV. He never turns it on.
Nope.
I mean never. I don't mean rarely turns it on. I mean it is never turned on. Like, if I went in his room when he was at school tomorrow and unplugged it, he wouldn't know.
Right.
He wouldn't come in and try to turn the TV on. Kids watch their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Kids watch their phones.
They have them, sure.
And all the videos are available on their phones.
Yeah.
The idea that kids aren't watching videos is not true. They're watching videos all day long. They just watch hip-hop videos, rap videos, not rock videos. So that's not it. It's just that for whatever reason, there are no new big rock acts. And if there's no big new big rock acts, then there aren't kids getting exposed to rock music. Now Mick Jagger, 15-year-olds don't even know who he is. Jeff Cocker's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. Then Olivia Harlan Decker, who's going to be sideline reporting Memphis, Georgia State tomorrow night. She's going to jump on after Calkins. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
So you might remember it was a Labor Day weekend, and we got the Saturday off because we do, and the Sunday off because we do, and then we took Labor Day off because that's what people do on Labor Day, at least in this profession. And so we were sitting out by the pool, and we were cooking and hanging with friends and having a swell old time. And then Colin Kaepernick tweeted an image that was later confirmed by Nike as evidence that he's going to be one of the faces of the Just Do It campaign, the 30th anniversary of it. And predictably, the whole internet flipped out. And by the time I got in here on Tuesday,
you already had, like, actual media members with microphones in front of their faces telling you over and over again how this was the dumbest thing Nike's ever done, how this was going to cost Nike half of its customers. Even the president of the United States, as level-headed as he is, jumped on Twitter and said, what is Nike thinking to make Colin Kaepernick, this controversial figure, the face of its Just Do It campaign? And then the stock dipped just a little bit, but it was enough of a reason for people to say, see, I told you, look at Nike. They just lost billions of dollars in market capital. Biggest mistake they ever made. So I'm listening to all this, and I get it here on that Tuesday afternoon, and I said, you know what? I hadn't seen the research on it yet because I don't work for Nike. I'm not involved in those meetings. But I'm just going to assume, follow me here, I'm just going to assume that one of the most brilliant marketing companies of all time, the one that did Just Do It, the one that turned Michael Jordan into what he turned into, the one who had Tiger Woods as one of the most famous athletes in this world, I'm just going to assume that they know what they're doing. I'm just going to assume that Nike has done enough market research with its customers that they know a couple of things. Colin Kaepernick ain't really as controversial as some people on the internet want you to believe, as your uncle on Facebook would like you to think. And he's especially not controversial with their customers, which is largely young people. And then later on in that same week, there was actually a report that broke down the demographics, and I was able to tell you in great detail, see, Nike knew what it was doing. This might hurt Nike with your racist cousin, but it's not going to hurt Nike with Nike customers. It's going to help more than it hurts. And then I was able to tell you that Nike's online sales in that same week up 31%. So, oh, wow, this boycott that you guys organized over on Facebook, it doesn't seem to be working too well. Because boycotts are supposed to bring sales down. But instead, online sales went up 31%. And then we get to today. And Nike stock closed today at $83.47. And that might not mean anything to you without context, but understand this. In the history of Nike, at the height of Air Jordan, at the height of Tiger Woods, at the height of Andre Agassi, at the height of everything, in the history of Nike, the stock has never been higher than it is right now. 2 weeks after they made Colin Kaepernick the face of the Just Do It campaign. The company didn't plummet. The stock didn't go down in an irreversible way. It went down temporarily and then shot up to a place it's never been before. Brilliant business decision by Nike. Online sales are up. The stock is at an all-time high. I don't mean the stock's up. I mean it's never been higher than where it is right now. 2 weeks after they announced a advertising campaign with Colin Kaepernick. Meantime, Quinnipiac poll, a couple of them came out today. I saw this tweeted this morning. When it comes to kneeling during the national anthem, the approve rating is now at 47%. Disapprove is also at 47%. Undecided now at 6%. It's basically split right down the middle in this country. You wouldn't know that if all you do is hang out on your aunt's Facebook page. You know, the guy you went to high school with's Facebook page. But here's the truth. It's split down the middle now. And with young people, age 18 to 34, in other words, Nike's target audience, 65% approve of NFL players kneeling during the national anthem. Only 30% disapprove, 5 undecided. It's incredibly popular with young people. Nike understood that. Meantime, same school, and these are respected polls. These are like ones that do presidential polls. That's why they're newsworthy. They also asked about Nike's decision to feature Colin Kaepernick. With just people in general, 49% approve, 37% disapprove, 14% undecided, plus 12 approve. And when you go to young people, age 18 to 34, 67% approve of Nike using Colin Kaepernick in this way. Only 21% disapprove, 12% undecided. In other words, I don't care what you read on Facebook. I don't care what your president told you. Here's the truth. Colin Kaepernick is not nearly as controversial as you think. Nike using Colin Kaepernick is not nearly as controversial as you think. And kneeling during the national anthem is not nearly as controversial as you think. Because it's still going on Sundays. It happened this past Sunday. It'll happen next Sunday, too. Colin Kaepernick on a commercial in the middle of NFL games all weekend. Ratings up. Now we know Nike's stock at an all-time high. Colin Kaepernick's going to ruin the NFL. Kneeling's going to ruin the NFL. Colin Kaepernick's going to ruin Nike. Literally none of it is true. NFL ratings up. Nike stock up. Nike online sales up. You can call it fake news, but it's not.
Story number two.
Jabari Bird might be a maniac. Boston Celtics guard is being accused of strangling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.